Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A tiny startup in Somerville, launched by two engineers, has become a fundraising juggernaut for Democratic candidates. The online donor platform, known as ActBlue, has helped candidates and progressive groups pull in more than $3 billion from small donors. Half that money came in the last 2 years, and a new round of funding figures is expected out as soon as today. And now, as WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports, Republicans are scrambling to compete.
The plain brick building that houses ActBlue's headquarters belies its mega-sized role in Democratic fundraising. It's tucked away on a quiet street just off Davis Square. You can hear the sounds of wind chimes from neighboring houses and the faint whistle of commuter rail trains passing nearby. Even inside, it looks like a typical office loft with dozens of staffers sitting at workstations. Aaron Hill, ActBlue's executive director, says that simplicity fits right in with the group's core mission, and it goes back to its founding 15 years ago by MIT-educated computer scientist Matt DeBurgolis and Harvard-trained physicist Benjamin Ron.
They built ActBlue with the idea of, could they harness technology to make it easier for more people to participate and internalize all of the complexity, kind of democratize the least democratic part of the democratic process, which was fundraising, and do that online. And so they created ActBlue with that purpose.
That idea has revolutionized Democratic fundraising, giving candidates the ability to sidestep big money donors and super PACs and bring in huge fundraising halls, one small donation at a time. More than $3.3 billion has been raised through ActBlue. The average contribution size is just shy of $40. Every current Democratic presidential candidate uses ActBlue, and with most vowing not to accept corporate donations and eschewing the help of super PACs, the 2020 election cycle promises to be ActBlue's biggest yet. Hill says it does more than help Democrats sidestep special interest groups.
But it also makes it more possible for new people to run. If you don't have to go through traditional power structures, if you can build your own grassroots base, people who might not have thought it was possible to run for office before suddenly have a path forward.
Hill says any registered Democratic candidate can use the platform, but the 2018 midterm elections proved it to be a crucial tool for progressive challengers like Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who unseated longtime Somerville incumbent Mike Capuano. She was one of many first-time congressional candidates who used ActBlue to compete in a new way. Harry Shipps is a spokesman for Pressley's congressional campaign, who has also worked for other Democratic groups, including the state Democratic Party.
By foregoing the corporate PAC donations, it really gave us the bandwidth and credibility to speak on the real issues that people are facing in this community and have it resonate in a way that it might not have were there questions about who were the folks driving this policy agenda.
Shipp says ActBlue's value isn't just its easy-to-use payment processing software. It's the ability to tailor a candidate's fundraising to core campaign themes. He said that values-based messaging not only fits perfectly with the way Pressley campaigns, but also the way she legislates. Take, for example, Pressley's recent proposal to lower the voting age to 16.
We are then able to take that values-based messaging about engaging these new voices in our democracy and say, if you are supportive of these values, chip in and help us further that conversation.
ActBlue also makes it easier to pull in cash from outside congressional candidates' districts, but Shipps doesn't see that as a problem.
The values that we're talking to a lot are not values that are specific to the 7th district. So if folks outside of our district are feeling compelled to contribute and support that effort, then we certainly welcome that.
Republicans have scrambled to match ActBlue's success. So far, they haven't been able to bottle that lightning. In January, after bruising midterm losses in the House, the GOP launched its latest effort called Patriot Pass. That platform pairs the Republicans' data clearinghouse with a payment processing system in order to boost its own small-dollar donations while engaging in the same kind of values-focused fundraising that ActBlue has mastered. But Ford O'Connell, a Republican strategist who has worked on the party's efforts to build a better fundraising apparatus, says ActBlue's success isn't about platform. He says it's how it engages the base.
What makes ActBlue powerful goes beyond technology. It has buy-in from the candidates, causes, and grassroots donors. It is that trust between the participants that makes it truly a success.
O'Connell says big egos, infighting, and counterintuitive business considerations by GOP consultants and Republican campaigns have further stymied the party's efforts.
There's really a fiefdom mentality among the Republican players. Now, if Patriot Pass can overcome these internal roadblocks, then it will succeed. If not, it will be back to the drawing board.
ActBlue's fundraising halls have caused other Republicans to smear the organization. In October, Virginia Congressman Dave Brat, during a debate with Democratic challenger Abigail Spanberger, called the group a dark money threat.
Millions and millions of dollars are coming in from Nancy Pelosi and every leftist group, including ActBlue. Please go research those groups. They are trying to buy this election. They have found their candidate to put in place the failed agenda of Nancy Pelosi.
Spanberger beat Brat in November. ActBlue's Aaron Hill says Brat's claims were wrong, but they prove the organization is doing something right.
When we heard some of those arguments, it was both clear that folks were threatened because new voices were helping to bring about change in our government, and also confused about how we work. Because we're a committee, we're not a company, we actually have to report, especially on the federal level, every transaction that comes through us.
The rapid growth of ActBlue's operations and reach is evidenced in the Somerville office, which is dotted with boxes as it expands into new space across the street. Within the last 2 years, its staff went from 45 people to 100 and includes a second office in Portland, Oregon, and several employees based in other parts of the country. In the last election cycle, Hill says the firm worked with 15,000 candidates and organizations. She expects that number to top 30,000 by next November's election.
We work with everybody from presidential campaigns all the way down to school board races. And I think you need that kind of breadth. We need to all be working together. And we need voices in all of these races in order to fix and take back our democracy.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins.